Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second down in the middle. Hartford Metcalf intercepted. He threw it too high, and R.J. Mickens, the rookie, has his second career pick. And he's got one from a future Hall of Famer who doesn't throw many.
A lot of stuff wasn't working. You know, we were bad on third down. I was just a little bit off. You know, I missed DK early. Could have been a big play. A little high to Jonnu. But yeah, we didn't, didn't run the ball super effectively in the first half. I missed, obviously, some throws for sure. And then, we weren't getting guys open and just put it all together, you know. Times that guys were open, I missed some throws I usually make.
How would you assess Aaron's performance tonight?
How would you? Next.
Cranky Mike Tomlin after the game, as he should have been. Cranky Aaron Rodgers, too, if you listen to his post-game audio, as he should have been. Mark Caboli tweeted during the game that people were waiting to pounce on Rodgers, and I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think there are a lot of people out there that were waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for Aaron Rodgers to have a bad game. You and I have been pro Rodgers. You were pro Rodgers before I was. You talked me into it. Then I became a big time Rodgers fanboy. And so it brings me no joy. I'm not one of those people who was waiting to jump on him. It brings me no joy to say, if you had to boil it down to one man, and it's football, it's complicated. There's 53 guys and bunch active on game day. But if you had to boil it down to one man, Aaron Rodgers was the primary reason why they lost the game last night. He was absolutely dreadful. The safety was dreadful. The picks were dreadful. The miss to DK didn't bother me as much because had he had made the throw, it would have been one of the better throws you'd seen in the league this year. But the incompletion to Jonnu Smith where he juggled it and then took a vicious shot. The play before the ill-fated fourth down lob to DK Metcalf was one that Aaron Rodgers needs to make. He was off all game long, and then he was under pressure all game long. He played, this is not hyperbole, one of the worst games of his career. He had a passer rating of 50.6. The worst of his career was 34.3. He was tracking to do that all night long until he threw that garbage time touchdown to Roman Wilson. It was one of the worst games of his career. And I'll just head this thing off at the pass because people are going to say it. And I just want to ask the question, Doran, do you think he's cooked? 412-928-9370. It's one horrific game, but are you worried that this is now going to start spiraling downhill? 412-928-9370, Mr. Dickerson.
No. Is he not allowed to have a bad game?
He's not.
He's not allowed to have a bad game.
He's not allowed to play that bad.
I mean, come on, like he's the reason why they're even in a successful situation. I can give him some grace to have a bad game. He was off. It's okay for everybody else to step up too. And we talked about this early on in the season. Like, can you ask Aaron Rodgers to win you some games? And I think he has. Like, not every game. We asked that in the beginning of the season. But some games, can he put the team on his back and win? He's done that more than I thought that he was going to be even capable of doing when we started this football season. He's allowed, in my opinion, to have an off game. Everybody else is allowed to step up. Jalen Warren did step up a little bit. But the defensive guys can step up. Other guys can step up.
Catch the ball, Joey Porter Jr.
Catch the ball. Like, things of that nature. Like, and Mike Tomlin, he could step up. Like, I know that we want to put the blame on Aaron Rodgers, and he didn't play good at all, clearly. I mean, he was sailing the ball. You could just tell he wasn't in sync.
Boy.
He wasn't in sync at all. But he's allowed, in my opinion, to have one bad game. Now, if this continues, all right, that's a little bit different. It's a different discussion, different conversation. But, okay, he was off. He had a bad game.
I was surprised by the number of people that were already throwing dirt on the guy during the game and after the game last night. Like, this is a 41-year-old. This is what happens. You ask for this when you sign a guy who's about to turn 42. Eventually, he's going to turn into a pumpkin. I was surprised by how many people flipped to that.
They couldn't wait.
On social media.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we're a little bit scarred after what happened last year. Russell Wilson, first six games, was maybe not elite, but bordering on elite. 10 touchdowns, 3 picks, a quarterback rating of 104. And then his final five games, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 84.7. And really, the eye test doesn't match up with that rating. He was much worse than that. In the playoff game, I didn't even include in those statistics. So I think a lot of people were waiting for the other shoe to drop. Maybe not because they didn't even believe in Aaron Rodgers, but because they saw this fish before.
Yeah.
And Steelers fans have become a pessimistic bunch. I am a Steelers fan. I'm a pessimist because we see this happen every year. Alarmingly, now they're 0-3 in the primetime games. That's usually when Tomlin butters his bread.
Mm-hmm.
They were terrible against the Bengals. That was the defense's fault. They were terrible against Green Bay. That was mostly the defense's fault. And in this game, it was the offense. And that's got me concerned. Because when you're finding different ways to lose,
yeah,
that to me is the mark of a bad football team. Seattle might be the best team in the sport. They look really good.
Yes, they do.
But you crap down your leg in that game, throwing an interception that was Calvin Austin's fault. You had your rookie running back make one of the biggest bonehead plays of all time. In this game, the miscues, you don't even have enough fingers to count them, Doran. The safety, 2 drop picks, 2 thrown picks, failed fourth down conversion, missed field goal of all things, muffed punt, Rodgers missing Jonnu, Rodgers missing Metcalf, the penalties that they committed. Shoot the damn Chargers, kick the ball out of bounds on the first play of the game, and you immediately full start because Andrews Pete, my God, get him some blue chew. That guy was premature getting off the ball. He was so damn excited to be playing meaningful snaps for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I would say if you had to boil it down to a guy, I would put this loss on Rodgers. But as I've just illustrated, I mean, who showed up?
Nobody.
Jalen. I thought Jalen Warren was excellent, and they probably didn't get him the ball enough. In fact, they did not get him the ball enough. But other than him, maybe Alex Highsmith, I thought, played a pretty good game. I thought James Pierre, for what you're asking him to do, came in and played a pretty good game. If James Pierre is on the podium or is an honorable mention, you ain't winning. And the thing that sucks the most, if I had to pick one, the Chargers didn't play well.
No.
The Steelers could have been, if they played their normal game offensively, they could have had a double-digit lead in the first half. It's not like the Chargers showed up and took it to you. You sucked, and you sucked real bad in the first half, Doran, and you didn't give yourselves a chance to make it a game in the second half. Disastrous.
What's just so alarming to me, and just a bunch of question marks that are floating above my head right now, is watching them last week and what they did last week. And you know, one of the better teams in the NFL record-wise. And you go and you create so many turnovers and you win that football game and you feel like you're on the right path, and then you go and do this. I have no idea what this team is. I have no idea. I feel like whenever the ball rolls out, if they make the playoffs, it could go like it. I know it could go either way, but I feel like I still won't know what they could do in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. Like, I have no idea what this team is. It's if it isn't one thing, it's another thing.
Will the real Pittsburgh Steelers please stand up?
I mean, I feel like that all falls on Tomlin.
Yes.
He doesn't have them buttoned up.
Not at all.
Start feeling themselves a little bit. They definitely were feeling themselves from last week going into L.A.
You know they're going to beat Cincinnati.
Yes.
You could hear it in Mike Tomlin's voice post-game. They are going to beat Cincinnati. I'll make that prediction right now. It ain't going to make me feel better. It ain't. But they will win that football game because that's what they do. That's what Mike Tomlin does.
Yeah.
They laid a stinker, and then they're going to go out. They're going to beat Cincinnati. They're going to get revenge, and they got to go on the road to Chicago, and we'll see what happens. Maybe this is prisoner of the moment type stuff for me. I think Mike Tomlin's non-losing seasons streak is in jeopardy. I really do.
You think that they're going? You think that this is the start of something bad?
Yeah. I think they're going to beat Cincinnati. You go on the road to Chicago. I don't really know what to make of them. Because they win, but they don't always look super impressive.
They barely when they hold their breath.
They do, and it's a tough place to play, and it's probably going to be cold and nasty, and that place is going to be fired up. But then it's Buffalo. What happened to them yesterday?
Yeah.
Then it's at Baltimore. Then all of a sudden, you got the punchy Miami Dolphins. Then you're at Detroit, at Cleveland, where you've had all kinds of issues of late. And then Baltimore. If I had to make a prediction right now, and I will, it's a radio show. I bet Baltimore's resting their starters in Week 18.
Really?
I bet you they've got a lead of more than a game. I bet you they've got that sucker clinched before they even play that game.
Wow.
Because they're coming on like gangbusters. They're playing no one in these next 5 weeks. They're going to be favored considerably in each of these games. Doesn't mean they can't stub their toe. They're far from a perfect football team. Believe me, I get it. And the NFL's stupid, as we see every damn Monday when we sit in here and we talk about it. But they're minus 270 to win the division. The Steelers are plus 270. It ain't looking good, my man. And this schedule's very tough for the Steelers. And the way that they are Jekyll and Hyde and Finkel and Einhorn, and you don't know what you're getting every week. I have no confidence they're going to be able to pull off a run here and win five games down the stretch to make the playoffs. I have very little confidence in that. Because the one constant they've had is Aaron Rodgers. And we talked about it. The offense was far from perfect last week against the Colts. They played bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the turnovers helped them. They played worse this week. But if you want to take the Steelers' glasses off, now that's a couple of weeks in a row that they haven't played good offense. And so I'm interested in what Steelers fans feel. Do you think this was a one-off for Rodgers? Do you think he'll bounce back? You might have the perfect antidote to bounce back in that Cincinnati defense. But do you think it was a one-off, or are you now concerned that Aaron Rodgers is going to be showing his age the rest of the way? 412-928-9370. My right underarm continues to drip sweat.
That's it? Just the right one?
Yeah.
Not the left one?
Not the
left.
That always seems to happen.
Huh.
Just drip, 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 going down my side. Very odd. Got my thermal hoodie on here. Could have something to do with it.
Huh.
Is Rodgers cooked? 412-928-9370. You say no. I say the guy that was on pace before this game to throw more touchdowns than any quarterback in regular season Pittsburgh Steelers history deserves at least one more game before we start flushing him down the tubes.
Yes.
Am I concerned? Abso-freaking-lutely I am. But do I think he deserves some grace because he's carried them to their first place record? Hell friggin' yeah, I think so too. 412-928-9370. But if you want to jump down our throats and you want to tell us that you're concerned that Rodgers is done with, cooked, showing his age, we'll hear from you coming up next at 412-928-9370. That's the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rodgers at the end zone in a little bit of trouble. Dancing away from Mack. He lost the football. Back on it for a safety.
Yeah, that was not good. Not good at all. Probably the worst play of Rodgers' Steelers career. In fact, it was. He would have got away if he didn't run into Troy Faltanu, but you know what he did, Doran? He ran into Troy Faltanu. Yep. 3-2.
Oh, man.
The game deserved that.
Well, that was the score of the hockey game, the Kings and the Penguins.
Mereshov was pretty good, but the team wilted in the third period, which has become a little bit of a habit for the Penguins. So that wasn't a good weekend either. They got one of possible 4 points. Everything sucks, unless you're a Pitt fan. More on them later on in the show. They deserve the shine, and my God, we're going to have to talk about something that's positive for a lot of folks at some point during today's program. Someone texted in that perhaps Rodgers struggled yesterday because the New York Post was writing about his wife. Did you happen to see that?
I heard about it.
So the New York Post wrote, Aaron Rodgers' phantom wife, still a mystery to family and Steelers wives and girlfriends 5 months after marriage reveal. Man, I'm a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college to be a radio host and to be in sports media. That right there is why Rodgers hates the media.
Yes.
Rodgers said he got married because he wasn't going to lie about it. But at that point, it's nobody else's responsibility or nobody else's
business.
Business, thank you, but his. Like, Sidney Crosby's had a girlfriend forever, and I know nothing about her.
Zero.
But Aaron Rodgers, we got to find his wife. Pablo Torre's got to find out. I think that's gross, man. And it's not shocking that it comes from the New York Post. Now, do I think that had anything to do with this performance? No, because Rodgers has been a professional for 21 years, but that would piss me off if I were him.
I mean, if there's anything, if I had to pick anything, which I don't really believe it, but if there was something that had to do with this performance that was kind of outside noise, it would be probably going back home to California and having to perform. Like, I think the pressure on his shoulders was not playing against the New York Jets. It wasn't playing against the Green Bay Packers. I think it's just going back to his territory. And I know he's not from L.A., but like, I think that there's probably a lot of people and a lot of things and distractions that he probably did have to go through by coming back to the West Coast, coming back to California.
He has historically in his career, and I didn't know this until after the game, I guess, not played well in California in his career. So maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it doesn't. Did you hear what he said in the postgame, though? He was asked how he feels about his last time in California, and he said Southern California, implying that there's a shot that they could wind up in Levi's Stadium for the Super Bowl.
Or he could wind up as a 49er.
Oh! 412-928-9370. Do you think he's cooked? We do not. You don't at all. I think, I'm concerned, but he deserves at least one more game after the way he played the first 8 games. You can have a bad game. Now, that's where you and I differ a little bit. Like, for me, if he had just had a normal bad game, they might have had a lead at halftime because the defense was playing really well. And they did some other things well early. They were running the ball effectively. They just weren't running it a lot. And if he had played a little bit better, you're going to convert on some third downs and you're going to run the ball more, blah, blah, blah. So the way he played that poorly to me can't happen, but you are allowed to have an off game and not say, oh, he's totally done. But I'm interested where Steelers fans come down on that. Anthony in Oakland, one of our favorites, he's up first. Hi, Anthony.
You know, fellas, when you look at what happened, as far as my perception, Mentor out-schemed Smith. It was similar to last year when they took the moon ball away from Wilson. They took the short passes away. They double-teamed Metcalf. And let's be clear, Metcalf gave up on that pattern.
Yep.
And that's from that period on, Rodgers was so steamed. He got discombobulated there. And we can't have what it exposed was the Steelers have no second tier.
Wouldn't it be nice if they were playing 11 personnel trailing in a football game and they could throw guys out there who were better than Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson?
Yes, that was very evident yesterday. Because why? Because look, the Steelers defense were playing well. But they had a McConkey, that's his name, right?
McConkey.
We don't. And I'm starting to see why Seattle said goodbye to Mr. Metcalf in some ways, because he seems to be limited in what he can do. Look, we saw AB around here, that person whose name lives in infamy. But it didn't matter if you triple-teamed him. Double-teamed him?
Yeah.
Teamed him?
We talked about this when they acquired DK Metcalf. And thank you so much for the call, Anthony. Really good player, but he's not one of the 5 or 10 best receivers in football. He's really good. He needs help.
Well, yeah.
They didn't get many help, Thorin.
And sometimes it seems like he goes through the motions. And whenever he's not getting fed, like, you could almost feel through the screen, at least I can, that he's frustrated. And then he starts going through the motions. And he knows he's not getting the ball. And then he'll drop a pass. Like, he's in his head. He definitely does need help, and it is very apparent that he's growing frustrated.
Yes.
With the fact that he is just everybody's attention's to him, and he can't do anything with it. Now, I did think whenever they acquired him that he was one of the top receivers, dominant-wise. I was like, okay, like this guy can come in here and be dominant every single game. I have grown to see throughout the season that he does go through the motions a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He goes through the motions. Whenever he's not in sync, whenever he's not getting fed, like he will go through the motions, and it's almost like he's out of the game. And then the ball does come his way, and he's not ready, or he doesn't make a play on it. Like just think about some of the throws. Even the real nice interception against the Cincinnati Bengals. That play, like DK Metcalf, like he's 6'5", 204. Yeah. Like he should have ripped that ball away.
Yes.
And he kind of was just like, oh man.
A great throw.
It was a great throw. It was a great play. But I think that's a play that DK Metcalf should have made.
Yeah. You got to hold on to the ball.
And sometimes he just doesn't give. I'm not saying he doesn't give effort all the time because he does. But sometimes it seems like he's just going through the motions. And then he's out there. And then the ball comes his way. And he's like, oh man, I forgot that I was playing wide receiver.
Is it fair to say he's been a disappointment to this point? Last 4 weeks, it just hadn't been there.
Yeah, but like I mean, his whole career, he's always had somebody on the other side of him to take away some of the attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about Tyler Lockett. Think about, there's a plethora of guys, right? Think about last year, Smith and Jigba.
Here's what he's done the last 4 weeks now. 13 catches for 145 yards in 4 games.
Oh, man.
You ain't going to consistently move the ball and score points if that's the case. It's not all on him. Obviously, they don't have a viable number two, and Rodgers was brutal last night, but that can't continue. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't, unless Marquez Valdez-Scantling can put his cape on and come save the day. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Did you notice that Anthony said discombobulated and also macaque?
Yep. They have a macaque.
Macaque and discombobulated.
Yep. Macaque.
Anthony, my man. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Do you watch that game last night and say, dang, Rodgers is cooked, or do you give him some grace and say it was one bad performance? 412-928-9370. And you think DK Metcalf has been a disappointment to this point? 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin on the running game when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guys, like, you 0 for 9 or 10 on third down, you're not going to have enough snaps. Like, we've been over that discussion a lot. Next.
Tomlin pissy after the Steelers 25-10 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Maybe snort a Midol, something like that. Tomlin,
what's a Midol do?
Oh, it's for the cramps. Oh. Couple of nexts from Tomlin. He was asked there, why didn't you run the ball more? And he said, we couldn't convert on third down, so there wasn't going to be enough snaps. Therefore, we're not going to be able to run the ball more. I always hate that when he says that. Because it's chicken and egg. Like, maybe if you ran the ball better or more early, then you would convert more third downs because you'd have better down and distance situations. Or how about you just run the ball on a third down? Like, that would have been my pushback. I know he said next. Everyone's scared. Next, next, next. And Brooke Pryor asked like 15 questions. She's going to get her head friggin' bit off. But how about when midway through the third quarter, Jaylen Warren jumps 75 feet in the air, turns what would have been a drive killer into a drive starter. Then he runs for 5 yards. Then he runs for 3 yards. It's third and two. Play clock runs down. quarterback has to call a timeout. Then you come out on third and two after you've run it and you try to throw it and he gets sacked? Like, what the hell are we doing there? What the hell is that? Run the damn ball. And if they stop you, at least I could agree with the process. And they might have stopped you.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I would agree with the process. And if you're going to just throw the ball anyway, then isn't a timeout more valuable than 5 yards? Like, just that to me crystallizes the whole thing when Tomlin says, oh, they're third downs. Like, we didn't convert enough third downs. That's why we didn't run the ball. That's a third down where you could have run the ball, and your running back got you into that position, and you didn't. Jalen Warren was really good, 14 for 70 yards. That's not enough. And it's not all about third downs. Now, some of that is Rodgers and RPO game, things of that nature. Fair enough. But they didn't run it enough for my liking, and that's an area where the Chargers were vulnerable coming into the game, Doran.
Yeah, you know, I know that the defense played well in the first half, but I have an issue, and I know you're talking about the offense and the Steelers running the football, but I do have an issue whenever you have, I mean, the third string running back rush for almost 100 yards on 25 carries. Like, it wasn't Najee Harris, it wasn't Omarion Hampton. Like, you have the third string running back running for that many yards. Like, I know you did well against Jonathan Taylor, but you got to do well against Kamani Vidal.
4.6 yards a carry for them.
What's the point of doing that against Jonathan Taylor if you can't do it against the third string running back of the Chargers?
That's why I'm starting to think this team isn't even going to win more games than they lose, Doran.
I just don't know. You just don't know what you're going to get. Now, I understand that it's not the defense. This wasn't fully on the defense this game, but stuff like that. And I know that Aaron Rodgers played bad, and I know that DK Metcalf, and we said what we said, but, like, I look at this right here, this box score, and I see 25 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown by a guy that I didn't even know was their running back.
And he was chunking them, too.
Yeah.
He was chunking them. And they were on the field a lot, but listen, you can't let that guy do that to you. You can't. And he did. And you're right, because we have seen from Tomlin, when there's a point of emphasis, they'll fix it. For like a week, and then they go right back to where they were.
Exactly.
We see it all the time with the rush defense.
Exactly.
We're going to stop the run. Then they come out like gangbusters, stop the run. Well, it's Jacobs, and it's Jonathan Taylor. We're going to shut these guys down. But it's Chase Brown of the Bengals and Kamani Vidal or Vidal or whatever the hell who goes for 95. Pathetic.
No, I know that,
6 yards of carry.
Yeah, that's you know, a small portion of why that they lost, but I just can't, like, that just, to me, when I see that, I'm like, so what was last week then?
Right.
I can't grasp what's going on here, and it's really bothering me clearly.
And I thought that they were stickier in coverage this game, apart from Eccles against McConkie.
Yeah, 4 for 107.
Oh, gee. You want to talk about bang for your buck. He was in pretty good position on the one long catch and run. That's a hell of a throw. The first one, he got his ankles broke.
Yeah, but.
Man. 412-928-9370. Rob in West Mifflin's been waiting on hold patiently. Hi, Rob.
What's going on, Adam? How you doing, man?
Hi, buddy.
What you just said, right? I sat there and watched that game, man. That key third and two. When they showed that from behind Aaron Rodgers' point of view, everybody's doing streaks. Like, if you're going to throw the ball third and two, you got Darnell Washington. Go 5 yards and turn around and throw it to him.
Right.
Like to me, I'm going to say, this is me. I watch a lot of football. To me, the last 3 weeks, this is an Artie Smith, man. These play calls are trash. I'm not, like, Freiermuth was wide open when he threw that little thing to DK Metcalf with 4 for 6. Freiermuth was wide open. Like, I don't know if he's forcing the ball to him because he don't trust these other guys. But to me, these play calls, it's getting out of hand with these play calls, man.
Thank you, Rob. Well, Rodgers said he should have thrown it to the other side on the 4th and 6.
There was a couple times, then DK Metcalf, I think it was like a 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 4 or whatever, and DK Metcalf, like, motioned and then he ran to the flat. Like, Rodgers knows that that's the first read. That's why you're motioning him over to the other side, and he's running right to the flat. He was open, like, for the first down, and then Rodgers took a different throw. I can't remember who he threw it to, but, like, Rodgers missed a lot of throws, and a lot of guys were open for what the play design was supposed to be and for the yardage, and he just wasn't finding them, or he was airmailing it.
I thought for the first time all season, Rodgers really was getting too greedy.
Uh-huh.
He took the deep shot to Metcalf against Cincinnati. The coverage dictated he goes there, right, single high, and he wanted to take a shot to his best playmaker. I didn't fault him too much, but he did get greedy there. He was trying to make big plays in this game.
He was.
And you're right. That's not what got you here.
Right.
And he was off.
That's why I kind of disagree with Rob a little bit on Arthur Smith. Maybe last week a little bit, but I saw some reads where Rodgers knows better than, way better obviously than me, that where the ball's supposed to go immediately, he would like not even look to that side. And he was trying to take a shot.
Yeah.
Because he was probably knew that he was on Sunday Night Football.
I had a problem with that third and two. I would have preferred a run there. Apart from that, I didn't look at the game and think it was the play calling. I thought the quarterback played bad. And I'm not the absolve the coach guy. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
Hey, I love to crush coaches. That's why I get paid all the medium bucks. But I don't really fault. I don't know how much I fault Tomlin for this loss. We'll get into that later. That's a look of disagreement from my good friend, Doran Dickerson. We'll get into that later on in the show. You can chime in as well at 412-928-9370. We will take your calls coming up next. And just for bleeps and giggles, we'll play Rodgers taking the safety again because we hate ourselves.
Rodgers at the end zone in a little bit of trouble. Dancing away from that, he lost the football. Back on it for a safety.
All right, I couldn't believe that was happening while it was happening because Rodgers doesn't do stuff like that. He's taken 7 safeties in his NFL career. So I say he doesn't do that. I mean, he's played forever. That is third most all time. Who else? I was waiting for that. Glenn Dobbs, Vinny Testaverde, Steve DeBerg are tied with Rodgers. Most safetied quarterback, Jeff George.
Oh.
With 9.
Huh.
Happy we're talking about that today. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, quit going to games. Quit buying merchandise. Took the license plate off my car. This team under Rumi and Tomlin is beating me down. That'll do it. You take the license plate off, they'll start playing better football.
Yep.
I love it. I mean, I'm a fan. And we got into it last week because I said I wouldn't stand for Ovechkin. So, like, I'm a goofy fan. Like, I'm a fan. I understand that kind of behavior. But it's still funny to me. This damn team. I got to take the license plate off my car. That'll show them.
Do you think that they actually did that? They actually took the time to go down to their garage and get a screwdriver and take the license plate off their car because they're mad at the Steelers?
Do you think they did it at halftime or do you think they did it at the end of the game? Imagine at midnight just being like, hey, Deb. Yeah, Deb. I got to go down to the garage, take the license plate off my convertible here. Hey, come on now. What am I talking about? That guy ain't driving a convertible. Jim in Monroeville. Hi, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call this morning, guys. Yeah. I'll make this short and sweet. Terrible loss, but I think we're seeing the beginning stages of a 42-year-old quarterback. I think it's been good up until now, but I think we saw some of this last week, too. And I just think at this point, you know, we should start thinking about the future because at 42 years old, I just don't see us going very far with this guy. And I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts.
Thank you, Jim.
I mean, well, what about everybody else, though, too? Not everybody else is 42. The guy, I mean, whoever had a bad game or has had bad games, I mean, okay, like Joey Porter Jr. is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the age has really anything to do with it. I mean, this is the first loss. I can sit here and say that I can give some grace for Aaron Rodgers to have a bad game. Now, if we turn the TV on Sunday.
Yes.
And it looks like it looked last night against the Cincinnati Bengals at home. Okay, then we can have a different conversation. But I can give a little bit of grace to Aaron Rodgers of not playing up to par.
I think that's well said. Cincinnati gave up 47 to Chicago, 39 to the Jets, and they did the thing where they didn't throw the ball for 60 yards again. They gave up 31 to the Steelers, 27 before that, 37 before that, 28 before that, 48 before that, 27 before that. If you aren't putting up points and yards, I'll be very concerned.
Yeah.
Then we can have the conversation Rodgers is cooked. Although I've invited the conversation, I'm just interested in where people are coming down on it. I'm with you. I am concerned. But give him another game.
Yeah.
I mean, he played eight games and he had a quarterback rating over 100 and he had thrown 17 touchdown passes. I'm not going to say he's done. Now, they suck against Cincy. You might be able to convince me.
Yeah, like what did Josh Allen do yesterday?
It was bad.
Right. Is he cooked?
He's young. And that's the thing. If you play a bad game and you're old, that's what people say, you're cooked, right? Like Russ Wilson last year. Plays a couple of bad games in a row, he's cooked. And I think that is one of the reasons why Steelers fans are so worried right now is because we just saw it last year. Now they're different players. And you and I thought even when Russ was playing well, he wasn't playing that well. Rodgers has been playing really well.
Josh Allen played well yesterday too, though.
He wasn't the reason.
No.
Yeah. I was going to let that go.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. You know what wouldn't have happened late in the game? It wouldn't have changed the game, like this particular play. But when Rodgers threw the ball off of Calvin Austin and it got intercepted, you know who catches that football every time? Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a single drop last year.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there. And we'll get into that a little bit coming up next because I think the lack of a number two wide receiver was a big issue yesterday. Not the only issue, but it was a big issue. And you can chime in, 412-928-9370. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.